fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 16th day of June, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we still do the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip today is to find and take a wilderness first aid class. It may take some doing. If you can't find a wilderness first aid class, take whatever you can get. In fact, it'd be even better to take advanced first aid, such as what a paramedic or an EMT takes. That's the prepper tip of the day, is to find, locate, and take a wilderness first aid class. And, of course, build a kit equal to your skill level. You can hurt people or even kill them using equipment you're not qualified to use. And what a pity it would be to not have the items that you are qualified to use during an emergency. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. We'll be talking about the events of the day and how incorporating the excellent high-quality products offered by Water Revolution, especially the ReadyPure countertop gravity feed water filter, will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's a great week. Hot as heck, but it's a great week.
Yeah, we're running a low 90s, high humidity here in south central Missouri. No rain to forecast for the next 10 days. We had, I don't know if it was record-breaking rain, but it must have been close to record-breaking rain the past several months. But now that things are dried out a bit, we can get some work done around here.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kirk, I just read this morning that Taiwan, disregard, that the People's Republic of China, the president has signed a proclamation of sorts, and it's posted at Steve Quayle's website, and here it is here. Special military operations, which is what the Russians are calling what they're doing in Ukraine. It's a very comprehensive statement, decree. They're calling it a decree that it gives. They're giving themselves complete latitude to do whatever they need to do to protect people and property. It's pretty ambiguous in terms of exactly what they plan on doing. The speculation is that it has to do with an attack on Taiwan, which may be a subterfuge for an attack on the United States. But we shall see. Kirk, I need to ask you, in your neighborhood in North Carolina, is there any talk locally about the 40% increase in people dying since last July, working age people who are otherwise healthy? Any discussion around the neighborhood on that?
Not that I've heard, but I'll tell you what. I mean, you can see the increase, you know, in funeral processions on the roads.
Okay.
No questions about that. I mean, you can tell that there's an increase.
Right, right. Well, 40% would be noticeable. I know you're a busy guy. You may or may not have heard my prepper tip yesterday. It was the first one I've ever given. It was urgent. And the urgent prepper tip yesterday was to have people watch Mike Adams do Alex Jones show for three
right.
hours, Monday the 13th. Did you happen right. to see
it? Yes, I saw it. Yeah.
You did see it?
I did. And I think that, you know, it's quickly getting to the point where you have to wonder, you know, what it's going to take for people to really stand up, you know, against these happenings, because they are all related. There's no question about that. You know, now they're talking about sending more arms overseas to Ukraine, which is going to greatly deplete, you know, our military readiness here. All of that is for a purpose. I mean, things don't, you know, happen by accident. And, you know, it seems to me like they're really starting to use every mechanism they possibly can in an offensive manner against us. And it worries me greatly. And, you know, I also wonder whether or not, you know, the dissemination of these creatures, I guess you could call them, that we find now, you know, in people's bloodstreams, whether that's isolated only, you know, to the vaccination. I think it's not. I think these things can be distributed through a number of different form factors, including food and water and other beverages. And I think people have to really be on high alert, you know, for what they put into their body. And I also wonder, you know, there's been a number of really strange cloud formations in my area that I've noticed, particularly in the last few weeks. Really, really strange stuff that just looks to me like they're spraying something that's disseminating. You know, it comes out as a stream, and then it turns into a larger cloud and a larger cloud, and before you know it, you know, it's taking over half the sky. I mean, I'm 62 now almost, and I've never seen anything like that. And I'm a pretty observant guy, and I think I would have noticed because we do a lot of, you know, motorcycle riding, and we're out and about outside a lot. And I think this is an onslaught, and I think it's really started to get. And now you got the whole finance factor, the price of fuel. Everything seems to be happening at once. I mean, I have friends that are afraid to go to the hospital because of what might happen. You know, even so things that they might go to the hospital before, you know, easily, now they're wondering, maybe I shouldn't go. So people are actually starting to fear, you know, the whole medical system. And I mean, what's next? I mean, you know, we've got, you have this gay pride thing that happened in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, last week, which is clearly a setup. I mean, this guy that runs this so-called Patriot organization, you know, stated in high school, it's on record, that he thought conservatives were so stupid that he was going to start, you know, a fake Patriot movement. And lo and behold, here this guy materializes now, both in Charlottesville and now recently, you know, in Coeur d'Alene. And, you know, for those that don't know, I mean, Coeur d'Alene is like the middle of the largest conservative community, I think, probably in the United States. And you know, certainly people have a right to do whatever kind of parade they want. They get the proper licensing, you know, through the town. Go for it, great. But, you know, you're going to have to expect that there's also going to be demonstrations, you know, for and against all of these issues. that a lot of people hold dear. And so you look at the unrest there, you know, coupled with the medical, coupled with the finance. Now the military, we're giving away all of our extra arms. We left billions of dollars worth of arms in Afghanistan. Now we're shipping, seems, what's left, you know, to the Ukraine. Makes any sense unless you tie it all together and you see it as a general weakening, you know, of the United States and the conservative underpinnings. And then it makes sense when you look at it from that perspective. So, you know, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it probably is a duck. And so I just think all of us need to really step up our preparation every way that we can. And we would be fools to believe that the only way they intend to transfer this invasive, you know, organism that you talked about, or techno-organism, whatever the thing is, and it obviously takes different shapes, you know, based on that three-part series that Mike did. But whatever that is, I mean, I don't think that the vaccination is going to be the only way that they intend to transfer that. I think it's going to be everywhere. You know, like that movie that Tom Cruise did, The War of the Worlds, the recent one, where the fungus, you know, is growing. I think it's going to be that kind of a situation. So take great care in what you allow into your body and use all the mechanisms at your disposal, you know, to guard against that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. It looks like the real estate market, the stock and bond market, and cryptocurrency are all in deep, deep trouble, aren't they, sir?
Yes. I mean, I'm only laughing because I don't know what else to do. I mean, it certainly isn't funny, you know, for people that are invested. But, you know, and the other thing, too, is, I mean, you know, the announcement yesterday, you know, that Powell made, which was in the late afternoon, you know, yes, you know, as the rumors suggested, we're going to increase, you know, 75, you know, basis points. But then, you know, it kind of left room. It might be 50. It might, I don't know, very confused. The whole thing to me is very confusing. That's number one. And that's why they get away with it, because most people, you know, clearly don't understand it. What I know is it's going to jack all the variable rates that are out there, including any equity mortgages that people have, including the credit card. You know, I mean, I rushed to get a car financed early yesterday because I knew this was coming. And that's going to translate into another point and a half, you know, next week on all those auto loans. I had a car coming off of a lease that I happen to have a lot of equity in, which is unusual. So, you know, I owed X and the car is worth, you know, X.3, which is an unusual circumstance after a lease. So we decided to go ahead and buy it just because we had equity in it. You know, we were the one owner. We knew it had very, very low mileage. We know how it was taken care of, and the cost to replace it is 30% more than it was when I started the lease. So it was a great deal for us, but, you know, we rushed to do it yesterday. Number one, the lease is ending here in June, but I knew that the rates were going to just continue to go up. I mean, mortgages are what now? Base 30-year mortgage at 5.5, is that right? Or close to 6, I think?
I haven't paid attention to that for a while, but there's an additional part to this when it comes to homes and cars for sale, and that's with a 40% increase in fatalities. Many of those people, probably half or more, own homes and cars and trucks and motorcycles and airplanes and boats. Usually when people die, the things they own are sold off, which is going to cause a lot more supply than demand. What do you think?
Well, conveniently, as you know, we have a shortage of many of these things. So they say because of a chip shortage, right? So and a supply chain. So conveniently, there's this shortage, you know, of new vehicles. And if what you're saying is true, and I have no doubt that it is, John, you know, we'll see a proliferation of used vehicles and other things available, you know, other items like that. But, you know, what happens with the service? I mean, I've noticed in the last, certainly the last 3 or 4 years, the level of mechanical service has fallen way off. I mean, God forbid you find somebody to work on your vehicle that's qualified, you know, good luck getting it back clean and undamaged. There seems to be no professionalism in the younger group that's now doing these things. And, you know, the places are probably lucky to have the people even show up for work. I mean, I could go into a tirade about what I saw yesterday at the car dealership. I'm not going to do it because I'll touch on some dangerous zones. But suffice to say, the quality of the people that are working at these places, especially the high-end ones where you really notice it, has fallen way, way, way off. And I just think it's a bellwether indication, you know, of what's to come. So, you know, I would encourage everybody to be prepared in every way that they can. As John always talks about, extra parts, extra things on hand, you know, ways to purify your water, having extra food, you know, emergency food that you can have, you know, if there's interim shortages. I mean, how can anybody look at the agricultural situation now and not know that we're going to have long term? Yet every farmer in the world is raising their hand saying, you know, we can't afford to plant because of the cost of diesel. And that's at $5. What about when diesel becomes 10, which it's headed towards? And all this while the current administration is shutting down, you know, local fuel production here in the U.S. The whole thing is insane unless they're literally trying to shut the country down and make it easy for some kind of a takeover. And maybe they don't even need troops at this point. Maybe the thing just implodes and people are so dumbed down by the food supply and the lack of raw nutrition that they just acquiesce to whatever. I mean, maybe we're at that point. What do you think, John? I mean, it seems like we're getting close, huh?
Well, I would say so. I would say so. Eliminating expensive credit card debt would be a really smart thing to do. Eliminating unnecessary spending, such as cable TV, tobacco products, no longer going to restaurants would be smart. No longer going to sporting events or music concerts. Anything people can do to save money, they need to be doing. I made a trip to St. Louis yesterday, which I've done that about once a week for a number of years. Typically, that trip cost me $20 to $25 in fuel. Now it's $50 in fuel. And it's not so much an issue for me as working men and women who drive a high fuel consumption vehicle, which is common out here where I live. Pickup trucks are ubiquitous out here. I've already heard that people spending $600 a month on fuel just to get back and forth to work.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
That's insane, but they have to do it. They've got no choice. Which means they'll cut back on all discretionary spending. I've mentioned this before, but it bears mentioning again. A large percentage of the U.S. economy is based on discretionary spending. So just to recap that part of this conversation, that would be cable TV, tobacco products, alcohol products, dining out, going to movies, going to sporting events, going to concerts, going on vacation, discretionary spending. Buying clothes you really don't need. Buying comfort foods that you really don't need to stay healthy and get proper nutrition. So, spending will grind to a halt over the next 2 to 3 months, which will further the recession, won't it?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, think of all the people that depend on these industries, you know, that you just talked about. It's everybody. I mean, everything that we do in business, if it involves a product, involves shipping, transportation, assembly, you know, even take the phone and sales work, you know, out of the equation, which could still go on, I guess, as long as the communications are intact. But what if you don't have product to sell? You know, what if people can't afford to buy anything? You know, I mean, if you double the price of food, and you double the price of fuel, I mean, everything gets affected. These are absolute crucial.
You're right. And here's what happens. Men and women have no choice but to buy the fuel to get back and forth to work. That's not optional. They have no choice but to buy the food. That's not optional. Everything that is optional, discretionary spending, that's what comes to a halt. Now, we had a call here. And we'll get back. We'll talk about what's going on with water revolution.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, the excellent, high-quality, gravity-feed, countertop, ready-pure water filter. If you go to my website, you'll scroll down, you'll get to the Water Revolution panel. There you can do a little shopping. Keep in mind, there's a $100 discount on each water filter, isn't there, Kirk?
There is. We have a lot of people taking advantage of that. The ReadyPure especially makes for a great barter item. A good idea to have an extra one on hand. People that are not able to purify groundwater as we move forward here are going to regret it, I believe. Because if nothing else, I mean, the convenience of being able to do that. I mean, if the electric doesn't work, most people's water supply shuts down completely. Even people that have a well typically require an electric submersible pump. Those are usually powered with a 220 circuit. So it's not even like you could hook up a standard gas generator and power the thing. You can't. And so it becomes a huge issue. We also market a device called the Simple Pump, which I believe is the best engineered well water solution for being able to draw water out of the deep ground without electricity. And the best part about that system, unlike others on the market, it's set up to be able to pump directly into a pressure vessel. So what this means is that if you have an outside wellhead like most folks do, you know, those submersible wells typically pump into some kind of a pressure tank, which then creates the pressure to distribute the water throughout the home. And this simple pump can act as a manual method for pumping that water into the pressure vessel. So you would continue then to have water throughout your home as you normally do, which means all your toilets can flush. You can get water out of your sink, you know, if you need it. And then obviously when the tank runs dry, you would have to then go out and pump again, you know, for a pumping session. But hey, we all need, you know, exercise too. So it's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all. Not a bad thing at all. Kirk, we got a caller in Holyrood, Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, John. Can you hear me?
We hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just looking here at the calculator. 1050 an hour times 40 hours a week, 420, you know what I mean, times 4 is equal to 1680 a month before any deductions, times 12 months in a year is $20,000. I don't know anyone who is spending any money except on survival for years. No one. I've never had cable TV. We're lucky we can eat, so I don't know. You know, John from Tennessee told me once, he said, you are where we will be one day, because if this can happen to someone like you, it can happen to any of us. So, I mean, people have been doing the homework with their children in the cars to turn the lights on. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And I got reality of this situation after I divorced, okay, because I was naive myself, really. And I've coped and I've managed, but I mean, I've had housing situations where I've got alcoholics kicking in the door at night, blacked out drunk, and I could not afford to move. And that's why when I reached out to you one time for help to get out of that situation, the police were like, we can't keep doing reports. And that's the only time I called the police too. This was scary. It was life-threatening scary. And they said, we can't do anything. They're not going to evict him. You know what I mean? Because he's disabled. And so I was like, oh, my God, literally. So I ended up getting some people around me that are billionaires and connected. Why? Because I couldn't find anyone to help. No church, no one. We've been left stranded out here. It's attrition warfare. And if this can happen to me, it can happen to anyone. It's really scary times. And what I tell people is make your apologies, pray, hope for the best, prepare best you can, and get the fig jam out. If you've got a jar of fig jam you haven't eaten yet, go ahead and eat it, because this is not looking good. And everybody feels it. Everyone knows it. Be kind, repent, and just try to hope for the best, because there is something going on bigger than all of us. So that I don't think your audience needs to learn to cut the cable. I mean, most of the people that listen to you seem very wise and stuff like that. And I just, when I hear that rhetoric, I'm just like, oh, my God. These people would jump off a bridge if they had to live through what I have. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Okay. Most people would not have survived this. So, you know, just try to have, I don't know. It's like, I don't think your audience is hanging out with the people sitting around watching TV and bonbons. That's just, you know, a gentle
Well, that's true, too. But we have a wide variety of listeners from all economic, social strata that listen to my show. From multi-millionaires to people living in a storage building, which I know that I have listeners living in a storage building instead of a home. So it's all types of all different folks, Catherine.
Yeah, the audience has grown. I know that's something you're trying to reach, but I'm just saying working people, you know, it's been really, really brutal. And I am very grateful that I am not underneath a bridge. But in order to try to just find anyone, even to help me advocate, but it turns out you can't always advocate, because honestly, when you've got corruption and, you know, a judge should put all these corrupt management people in, I mean, you know, you start videotaping, you're getting bullied. You don't even want to know, literally, getting bullied by people connected to the mob. And I just ask everyone to pray for me, because I had a theft recently that I'm sure was connected, and I had a former landlord in Massachusetts admit to me after that theft that he was on the payroll, and I said, are you a sociopath? And he said, probably so. He admitted it to me.
Okay.
So please pray for
Catherine,
me.
Catherine, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, sir.
Broadcasting
Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Exclusive content. That's what I have. Exclusive content you'll find nowhere else on the internet. That would be the latest intelligence briefing, updated every 24 hours, every 48 on Monday, written by put together by a former counterintelligence agent I met while working on a murder case. Great guy. And of course, Steve O'Neill, my friend, the nuclear scientist. We just posted Steve's latest article today. We started in February, so we're now into the fifth month of posting Steve's articles. Very well written, very well researched articles with footnotes, usually. And of course, products that are unique and unusual. I'm not aware of the energy cleaner being sold anywhere else on the internet. It may be. I'm not aware of it. The rocket heater. I'm the executive vice president of the company. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money? That's where the rocket heater comes in at thelibertyman.com. So check those items out at my website. You can place your order right there for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it. If you already have an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plush throws. They're cozy and comfortable. You can use them on your car seat, on your recliner, on your bed. Only $75 shipping included. I'll be getting a fresh shipment of energy cleaners, probably the biggest shipment I've ever gotten, later this week, and get these back orders caught up. Peter in Australia, yes, your next three will be on the way soon, sir. The toll-free hour line where you can place your order for your energy cleaner, your MicroPlus Throw, is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of ReadyPure Water Filter, Water Revolution, manufacturing the excellent high-quality ReadyPure Water Filter, that instead of the cheap plastic, easy-to-break spigot that's on the Berkey's, you have a solid metal one on the Water Revolution, don't you?
We do, and I think that makes a big difference in the long-term, you know, efficacy of the system. The last thing you want to do is have an emergency device that won't stand up to an emergency. So I think we have the best constructed unit out there. Our filtration is second to none. We've got a phenomenal, finely crafted outer ceramic shell, which does a great job of reducing and removing up to 99% of the biological contaminants in the water. And then we've got a special infill media inside of the ceramic, which addresses the reduction of a lot of the other common contaminants, like the disinfectant compounds, you know, like the fluoride, all these types of things. So it's a great multi-use system, and one that everybody should have at least one of. And if you have a larger family, you know, two units would be a smart idea. You know, I want to touch for a second on Catherine's call, because it really, you know, it really made me think. You know, there are so many people out there that have limited income, that live in an area where there's been a gigantic industrial downturn, and we're in an area like that here, you know, where I live. And, you know, because of the internet and because of all the technology advancements, there's so many opportunities out there, my God, in sales, in graphic design, in working with all kinds of different things. And people think, well, I don't have the skills and I don't have the money and I don't have the confidence, and, you know, I'm partially disabled. Well, guess what? There's a way around every one of those obstacles. And if you can speak well on the phone, if you can get in touch with your emotion on any subject, you can transmute that then to selling something that you really believe in and actually feel like you're helping people make the right decision that they're going to benefit from. And the sky's the limit on the income that you can make. If you're introverted and you don't like talking with people and you don't like people, well, then you can go to Skillshare.com, S-K-I-L-L, share.com. And I think they have a free thing to sign up, or you can, you know, it's $10 a month, I think. Huge investment. Every course in the world about how to learn graphic arts from the ground up, including a lot of courses on this new Canva, C-A-N-V-A, Canva app. You know, it used to be if you want to do graphics art, you got to get into the Adobe, you know, suite of programs, which is expensive and, you know, used to be thousands of dollars. Now you can get everything, I think, for, you know, $59 or $69 a month, which is a great deal. But Canva is a simple app that you can get on your phone, and you can do graphic design on your smartphone and charge people $30 an hour, you know, through Fiverr or another one of these brokering programs, and make twice what you can make working at McDonald's and not have to go anywhere. So you save all that fuel cost. And, you know, look, it's time, folks, if you're not used to the technology, it's not a problem. Tap into Skillshare. And I'm not a broker for them. I tried to be, but they won't approve me because I don't have a website that they think will be sufficient. But I tell everybody that has difficulty financially, this is the way to go. I mean, you got to take the bull by the horns and jump in. And, you know, even if you have a few months of a learning curve, you're going to be way better off, and you can do it on the cheap. So there's no excuses, you know, at this point to be in a situation financially that you don't want to be in below the survival threshold. You know, step up. I mean, I used to tell people the hand that lifts you up out of the gutter is attached to your own arm. And it's time to get responsible, because we all have issues that we can complain about. And some of them are very valid. But, you know, my question is, what's next? You know, where do you go from here? If you really want to move forward, this is the way to do it, you know, is to self-educate. And the tools are out there. They're very inexpensive. I mean, these people that pay tens of thousands of dollars to go to these schools, I think are foolish. It's all available online for a very cheap fee. You just have to drink a little extra coffee in the morning, get yourself out of bed, get into the core. I mean, I've learned so much in that program in the last couple of years. It's unbelievable. And I'm not very bright. You can do it too. You need to just check it out. That's my input. What do you think, John?
Well, I agree. And there's multiple ways to skin this cat. But the basis for anybody moving forward above an entry-level job is skills. And once you've got the skills, then you can accomplish anything within the parameters of what those skills can do, either as an employee or self-employed, depending on what the skills are. I know out here in my neighborhood, the youngsters that in high school, their parents, have the youngsters look to technical schools to get valuable skills, heating and air conditioning, welding, automotive mechanics, machinists, all skills which have excellent, high-paying jobs that are very skill sets that are portable. You know, if you're a certified automotive mechanic or diesel mechanic, you can have employment in any of the 50 states instantly. It's not an issue. If you're a certified welder, employment in any of the 50 states instantly. The nursing profession, for example, especially for a young person who has no spouse and no children, a traveling nurse is going to make a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money, if that's something they want to do. So there's a tremendous shortage in these skills: heating and air conditioning, machinists, welders, nursing. These lots of jobs going unfulfilled right now on the 16th day of June 2022 because of lack of people that have those skills to step into those jobs. So, yes, lots of opportunity out there for people that want to pursue those opportunities. My grandson, who is 26, is doing quite well. He was going to be a professional football player, but the COVID shut down the tryouts. The football team already had a position open for him, but they shut down the tryouts, so that was the end of that. Now he just finished a job supervising 100 construction workers as a 26-year-old, and he's now moving into with the same company into HR. So lots of opportunity for men and women of all ages if they want to pursue them. Aren't there, Kirk?
There is, and I think you know, probably primarily our audience here is mostly older folks, you know, people that are, I don't want to say seniors, but, you know, pre-seniors and post-seniors like myself. And consequently, you know, I just think there's so many online internet-based opportunities that if somebody is not afraid to talk to people, can take advantage of, and you don't even have to leave your home. And that's the thing that I mean, the opportunity there is just boundless. But I agree with you completely. I mean, the younger people need to look hard at these industrial professions because there's a giant shortage. And God forbid you also know how to clean up your workplace and look presentable when you come to work. You're going to be way ahead of the game. And I would just think that you'd have no problem finding great employment. But there's a lot to be said from being able to work from home. You know, my son, who's a youngster, started an online business last year. He's doing, I think he's almost doing as well as I am. you know, it's an online store. And he knows a lot more about technology than I do. But, you know, I've learned an awful lot, you know, through the online teaching programs that anybody can access. So it's just an idea.
Right, right. Well, like I said, there's lots of ways to skin that cat. The call number is 512-248-8252. The bizarre, freakish social things continue. We're hearing about two things at the same time: a nationwide shortage of tampons, while at the same time, tampon dispensers being placed in men's restrooms. Is there something broken and wrong with that picture?
Yeah, I think that the motivation is not about delivering tampons, you know, to the people that need them. It's about making, you know, some kind of virtual signaling and you know, feeling like you're contributing. If you want to contribute, for God's sakes, you know, find a way to do it where it's actually going to benefit people instead of some of these stupid positions that people are taking that just don't make any sense. You know, it's one thing to be liked by a group of people. It's another thing to, you know, leave a legacy where you're actually helping people in need. If you want to volunteer, you know, your time, energy, money, and emotion, do it in a place that's going to make a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the insanity continues. It's just a shame where our society has gone to relatively quickly. Very, very, very sad. The matter of China preparing for war is no small thing. I'm paying careful attention to it. I talk to Jeff Nyquist every week. I read his articles every week. Look for follow-up from confirmation from other sources, which, in fact, I am finding, by the way, such as what's posted at Steve Quayle's website this morning about the Chinese president signing a special military operations decree. That's very telling, I believe. One thing that people need to remember about the Third Reich in Nazi Germany, the German government never violated any of their own laws. They passed laws first prior to persecuting the Jews. So they were in compliance with their own laws. The 1938 Nazi gun laws were passed by the German government in order to confiscate firearms for people that didn't want to have them. And by the way, the 1968 Gun Control Act is virtually an English translation, pretty much word by word for word, of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. An excellent group called the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. They did the homework. They found the request from Senator Chris Dodd requesting an English translation from the Library of Congress, English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. He took that English translation of 1938 gun laws and, with minor corrections and editing, made that the legislation that he introduced into Congress, which became the basis for what almost everything the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives does. When it comes to firearms, almost everything the BATFE does is based on the 1938 Nazi gun laws. I confronted a mid-level management BATFE individual about 20 years ago about that, and he tried to deflect my question twice, and finally he said, "Yes, John, I know. So what?" That's the attitude among management at BATFE, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. So what? We're enforcing the 1938 Nazi gun laws on the streets of America. So what? I think it's a big so what myself, don't you?
Yeah, I think that people don't understand how essential it is, you know, to be able to resist, you know, if necessary, to preserve your own life and that of your family. And you know, it's a tenet of freedom that we can't walk away from. And the argument that, you know, guns create violence and make it easier for people to kill people is just ludicrous. You know, people die every year in much greater volume through other means than by handguns. And I just think that, you know, it's an education issue. The people of the last generations, I mean, nothing that I understand about the Constitution or about why things are the way they are or why they should be a certain way did I learn in school. And I graduated high school in 1978. So I mean, and I'm not even sure that we even had any kind of government classes or civics classes. I think I came in right after that. I mean, I learned a few basic things, you know, like the Congress, the Senate, you know, the judiciary and that. But other than that, I mean, You know, so, and today, I mean, they're more concerned with, you know, taking the children to a gay pride event, you know, or some kind of a tranny reading session, you know, and I don't know what they're doing. I mean, my children were all homeschooled, but I just think it's a scary time, folks. And, you know, preparation has to be first and foremost, you know, of what we do. If we don't want to be forced into situations that we don't want to be in. And I think that's coming, you know, faster and faster.
It is.
It's a scary, scary situation.
We get really back is. From the break. I've got a note here from one of our listeners about the firearms ownership in Switzerland. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
caller is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
I have a question.
what I basically would like to know, do you know which water filters contain graphene? Because I do know that some of the water filter companies are using graphene sheets, graphene oxide in the water filters to purify the water. Would you be able to tell us which ones have that in it? Because those people that have it might want to know.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, Elizabeth. And it is definitely an issue. My understanding is that it's a technology that they're looking to move to use in what we call permeate membranes. I don't think it's proliferated yet. I don't think it's really out there. And you know, I agree with you. I think it's something that people would want to stay away from. You know, there's so many different kinds of products that, you know, originate, you know, from charcoal. Here at Water Revolution, we use only organic coconut shell carbon and other derivatives of that in our filtration that we build. And we only buy products, you know, there's a few other block filters and things that we buy that are also made from the same material. That's what we use here. You know, what other companies do, I'm really not sure. My understanding of the graphene sheets is that it's something that has been looked at, you know, moving into. And the reason is obvious. I mean, they're able then to, you know, to program that material to do various things in the body unbeknownst to, you know, to the drinkers, you know, of the water.
Yeah.
And that's why I say that, I mean, everybody really needs to step up their, you know, their level of awareness and preparedness on what products they use and how they use them.
Because I went to Graphene Research Labs website, and it says right on this website, the technology includes graphene oxide, neem, bamboo, and activated carbon.
Right. Right.
This
yeah, I'm sure.
Prototype demonstrates
our
multi-layer water filter removing impurities from Coca-Cola. It's like, oh my God, are they using these filters?
Well, I mean, anybody
restaurant
that thinks
that we go to have soft drinks, because it sounds like they're using it with Coca-Cola.
Right. Right. Well, we've certainly
been.
Are we
drinking it in our soda?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, in our family, we've been against that. You know, any kind of prepackaged beverage, you know, for a long time. I mean, there's exceptions. It might have a Coke on the road or something once in a great while, but it's nothing that we do on a regular basis. And it's for that reason, I think. And unfortunately, it's not just Coca-Cola. It's all the prepackaged foods that you find in the market, including many of those that are purported to be healthy foods. Many of them are not really natural, and they use ingredients that, although they might not be, you know, you might have a gluten-free product, for example, that really doesn't effectively work in the body very well. And so my advice would be to stick to natural foods.
We're out of time.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Kirk. Elizabeth, thank you for your call. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Thanks, John.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419. RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.